The Olympics will take a dirty turn on Wednesday when the BMX competition kicks off with mud bikes, speed, and jumps. BMX made its Olympic debut 4 years ago in Beijing. Since then, the sport's changed considerably, as Susan Vallett reports from Southern California.
Excited riders wait on their BMX bicycles at the top of a YMCA track in Orange, California. Their front tires rest on a short metal gate. They wear colorful helmets, long sleeves, and long pants.
Riders, ready. Watch the gate.
Corey Cook is one elite rider here. He barely missed going to the Olympic trials this year, partly because a crash last summer sent him flying through the air and into asphalt on his shoulder. The 22-year-old says a lot of people still don't know what BMX racing is, something he hopes the Olympics will change.
Whenever I tell anyone what I do, like, oh, freestyle? Or X Games? You know, it's like, no, BMX racing. You know what I mean? BMX, we race around the dirt track. You know, it's an organized, it's a race. It's not freestyle. Now we're not doing backflips.
Longtime pro BMX trainer Mike Redman was the in-arena announcer for BMX at the 2008 Beijing Games. He says the sport has enjoyed much more exposure since he did it in the 70s.
I was a sophomore in high school, and I had a coach come up to me and ask why I hadn't showed up for baseball tryouts the day before. And I told him that I was going to concentrate exclusively on BMX racing, and he put his finger in my chest and told me how BMX wasn't a sport.
Redman says he almost called that coach after the 2008 games, the first year of BMX and the last for baseball in the Olympics. He says the 2008 Olympic exposure didn't help much because BMX only got a few minutes of TV coverage. He's glad this year's TV coverage will be more extensive and in prime time.
Riders ready, watch the gate.
The BMX track at the Olympic Training Center near San Diego is an exact replica of the one racers will be using in London this week. It starts with a three-story drop, followed by monster hills and gnarly turns. U.S. national coach James Herrera says it's different from the track riders tackled 4 years ago.
When they first rode the Beijing test event the year before the Olympics, everybody was petrified of that track. They couldn't believe how technical it was, and now, you know, they're looking at that track, and that's the easy one. So it's certainly progressing. I definitely think there's a little bit more room for progression. You know, people are just getting better on their bikes.
But Herrera believes the size and speed of the tracks will eventually top out.
You go to a race, and there's always a couple of pretty bad crashes, and that could be something that's a potential. I know it's been talked about with some of the rider representatives that, you know, tracks have gotten so big that it's pretty serious. So there's a lot of talk about, you know, how big can we go and still keep it relatively safe.
Herrera says the size of the Olympic tracks also makes it more difficult for women to make it to the elite level because it takes a lot more strength to get over the jumps. Brooke Crane is one of those women. She's a 19-year-old who's going to her first Olympics this year, and she knows BMX injuries well.
I've had 5 broken wrists. I've broke my nose twice. I've had a separated shoulder, I've had dislocated shoulders, fractured heel, yeah, a lot of stuff.
Crane initially missed out on an Olympic spot, largely because of a crash. But right before the Summer Games, a rider who made the 3-man, 2-woman U.S. team went down during a training run on the California track. Coaches bumped up Crane to go to London. Crane says it's all worth it, despite the injuries.
Because I love it. I mean, anything. If you love a sport so much, and it doesn't really matter, you know. An injury just shows that you were working hard.
All right, guys, rider down, second curve. Watch where you're going.
Shut it down. Don't watch out. You got to ride it down at the head.
Back at the track in Orange County, falls can bring tears. But operator Ruben Sanchez, who's been at this track since the late 1970s, says he hasn't noticed any increase in injuries over the years, even though the track has grown.
Back in the 80s, most of the jumps were about knee-high. Nowadays, you know, you see our first turn there. It's about an 18-foot wall that's a lot bigger. Most of our jumps are 3 times the size that they used to be. So the tracks have changed towards the Olympics and towards, you know, getting to that next level of Supercross.
The seeding runs for both men's and women's BMX take place Wednesday. For Only a Game, I'm Susan Vallett.